And the images that the Buddha uses are quite vivid, in the sense like the for the the sensual desire, that as long as one is still say engrossed in the hindrance of sensual desire, then the Buddha says it's as if one were a debtor, one were in debt, and because one's in debt, then one isn't one has no freedom, and because and one is even if one sort of has makes a show of wealth, makes a show of material prosperity, there's always that niggling feeling in the back that I'm in debt, I've got to pay it back, or when is my creditor going to come in and take things back on me. So that there's there's a quality of let's say inability to really be at ease, and in the opposite way, that when one is free from debt, having no debt, then there's this sense of happiness. And that is you know, one when one pays off the debt, one gets one's debts paid, then there's this sense of lightness, burden. There isn't a burden on the mind, and I think most people here who've ever had credit cards probably know what it's like to both to have debts and or to when you finally pay it off, and there's this sense, oh wow. I think the only debt I ever had in my life, or felt a responsibility for debt, was casus reina. As a layperson, I never ever had any debt. That's not quite true, but I didn't. Student loans, that hardly counts. And never really thought of them, but the that sense of you know, there's a having to one has sort of mortgaged one's happiness to something else, and that's what we do in sensual desire. We forsake our own quality of well-being and inner contentment and peace, and then put it on to something else. We link it to something else. We make it dependent on something else. My happiness is dependent on getting that particular flavor, having that particular sensation, having that getting that particular thing. And we lose our happiness that way. We lose our peace of mind. And so in meditation, to really start to look and investigate how we can not get trapped in that natural tendency of inclining to sensual desire and relinquishing, letting it go, coming back to inner contentment and well-being. And that's the, you know, the Buddha gives that description of you know, the happiness and well-being that the person who is free from debt is similar to the person who relinquishes sensual desire as a hindrance and is then able to be free to that extent, anyway.